Hi, welcome to Whispered Faith. I'm your host, Melissa Aguilar. Our conversations are real, raw, and relatable. Here we're not just talking about religion. We're talking about a revolutionary encounter with the one who breaks every chain and sets captives free, Jesus Christ. Let's get started. Hey y'all, welcome back to Whispered Faith. I'm your host, Melissa. And boy, I have a lot of sharing to do today, so let's get into it. And just a little disclaimer, guys, this isn't a fancy schmancy podcast. This is just me raw and just literally pressing record as the Holy Spirit moves me. It's raining outside. You might hear a lot of shuffling, background noise. And I pray you're okay with that. Okay, today I want to talk about obedience and share something that has happened in my life and how the Lord moves me in obedience and is teaching me. And I have a little, I guess, study guide. If anybody wants to study scriptures that are going to be mentioned, I'm going to do it as well. And I just want to tell you that the Holy Spirit, I was going to talk about miracles through the power of prayer today. And as I sat here, obedience, the Lord put obedience in my heart. The Holy Spirit did. That's what I'm going to talk about. You feel free to follow me on social media because I have one reel on Instagram about the power of prayer and miracles through the power of prayer. So feel free to check that out. Okay, let's jump into obedience, guys. I'm going to share a story with you. About a month or so back, the Lord was taking me through obedience. This lesson of obedience. This, what does this Bible call it? Spiritual habit of obedience. Just obedience, period. I was fighting a lot with myself, with my flesh, thinking that what I was hearing, I was like, I cast it out in Jesus' name. These are not godly thoughts. This is not of my own. I'm fighting with my flesh and myself for such a long time. Every day that this thought would come into my mind. And the thought is that it was time to move on from a certain group of friends. Still my friends, by the way. But it was just a certain group. Group I was in. I'll just say that. And I was fighting with it. I'm like, you know, if the Lord put me here, that is not of God. That's telling me it's time to move on. And then this set of occurrences happened till I couldn't ignore it anymore. And I submitted and said, I am so sorry, Father. And I had to repent and pray about it because I started coming across videos on YouTube. They would talk about obedience. There's a young woman that I follow, very young. I forgot her name or else I would mention her on YouTube. And she's showing her Bible collection. She starts going into obedience. I believe that was the video. If my memory serves me right, I said, oh my word, that's what I've been hearing. And the things that she spoke about, I was like, oh my goodness, this is what the Holy Spirit's putting in my heart. But I was still doubting. And then this happened, guys. I happened to come across a post on Facebook. It was either through Marketplace or through a group. I believe it was Marketplace. And I see free books. But a picture that was posted of these free books, I saw like devotionals. I said, oh my word, someone's giving away devotional for free. I'll take it. I was just drawn to this. So I reached out. I was like, I don't know if they're going to respond because it's nighttime. They did. They told me, go ahead, come get it. The books are outside on my front porch. My husband and I drive to go get it. And I'm not saying that you guys should do this. Please be careful. And we went and we drove. And it wasn't even in my neighborhood. We had to cross the bridge. And when we got there, the box was bigger than what was in the picture. I said, oh my goodness, what is all this? So they just piled it up. with books and different stuff. When we get home, we put gloves on and we're sifting and tossing out garbage. It was a lot of garbage. And just sorting out books. Guess what was in there? A Bible. We're taking out devotional, we're taking out children's books, we're taking out New Age books, astrology. I was like, oh, that's trash. And then I found treasure, not just any treasure, a Bible, a hardback Bible, and it was brand new. It had, the cover. Sometimes they come with a sleeve. I had the sleeve on it. And that's the first words that came out of my mouth. I found treasure and I hug this Bible. I'm going to read you the title. This Bible is called NIV Life Hacks Bible, Practical Tools for Successful Spiritual Habits. Never heard of it, never seen it before. We sift through, we found a few devotionals, got rid of the box, and proceeded to do whatever, did whatever with it. Point is, later on that night, I cleaned off the Bible. It was clean. And I dusted off and everything, cleaned it off. And I said, let me go into YouTube because I never heard of this Bible, just to see an overview. Guys, I kid you not. This is God, okay? This is how beautiful God is. The first video I put play, and this lady opens the Bible and she shares obedience. That's like the first, spiritual habit. Obedience. And this Bible, its table of contents is Old and New Testament, of course, books in the Bible. I'm not using the right verbiage. I'm sorry. And then behind that, there are subject matters. And then it tells you the scripture that you can do a study on or where to look up verses. And I really appreciate it. And obedience just hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, whoa, that's what I've been hearing, obedience and fighting against. So I said, all right, let me keep watching. She repeats again, obedience goes into another scripture. I said, okay, Father, if I hear obedience one more time, this is you. Like, this is you. She's talking. And then she says, obedience. Goes into more scripture. My socks were blown off of me. God will. He will. You keep fighting and resisting him, and he's going to show up. When you're fighting with your flesh, he's going to tell you in a big way, it is me, dear. Stop fighting. It is me. So I said, okay, Father. My prayer started changing. I stopped casting out. I believe I did, if my memory serves correctly. And I said, what do I need to be obedient in? Please show me. Holy Spirit, please guide me. And then it happened. Like, Holy Spirit was talking to me, and I'm like, no, it can't be it. Stubbornness, right? I happened to go to, it was Sunday. I went to a church I didn't plan on going. And you guys could watch this sermon online. Social Dallas on YouTube. Look up Social Dallas on YouTube. I didn't plan to go that day to that church. And my whole family ended up going last minute. We're like, let's go. I'm sitting, listening to Pastor Madhu. I hold Social Dallas so close to my heart. I just love Social Dallas. And you can watch him live, by the way, on Sundays. Shameless plug here. Just because of the love I have for this ministry, you can watch him live on Sundays if you don't live in the Dallas area. He starts talking about necessary endings. Look up that video on YouTube. Necessary endings of Social Dallas. Oh, the tears that were coming down my face. It was the Lord confirming in a big way for me to be obedient. for him to let, oh, I'm gonna cry, for me to let go and let him move me. And there's a verse I'm going to share with you that I hold dear to my heart. I probably have shared it here already. I'm going to say it again. It's Proverbs 3:5. I have it memorized. And I'm also starting to use the King James Version. I have the NIV memorized. So let me turn to my King James Bible. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." One more time, Proverbs 3:5, King James Version reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." The Lord knows what this scripture means to me, this verse in the Bible, because God will never lead you astray, even if you don't understand it. You're trying to rationalize it in the flesh. Just let go. Trust in him. Please, look up the scriptures that I am talking about here today. I highly recommend pray about everything first, and then if you feel led, go watch that sermon that I just mentioned, My Social Dallas. And I understood, the Holy Spirit gave me that understanding that day, and I let go. I was obedient and I let go. And let me tell you, the Lord has moved me since. I have seen the miracles, the power of Jesus in my life. I didn't understand at the time, and I still don't understand because I'm still learning obedience. But I do trust in you, Jesus. I do trust in him. I trust in his guidance and the Holy Spirit. I trust you, Father, as my Messiah. I want to just say this here publicly. And if this is you, and you've been going through this, please just let go and let the Lord guide you. Let him be your teacher, because he knows and he sees. We don't. Just leave it to him. If he's telling you to let certain people go, circumstances, situations, do it. Do it. Just walk blindly. Do it. Hold his hand and walk. He's leading you to the right direction. And that brings me to another scripture that I was introduced to recently, because I haven't read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29:11. And Tiffany Montgomery, I was watching her. I'm going to tell you her story, or how I came to know her too, through obedience. I encourage you to watch her. She's on YouTube, on Instagram. She's probably on Facebook too. Maybe she has a podcast as well. So Jeremiah 29:11 reads in the King James Bible, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an unexpected end." Trust in him. He knows. He knows, friends. And once I submitted to the Lord and said, "I am so sorry and repentant," let go, he started moving me. I've met people, I have been led to different children of God to teach me. The Lord is my teacher, my Messiah. And then he moves me so I can learn from his children. He moves me here, he moves me there, he moves me, he moved me to Tiffany Montgomery through a member of Social Dallas, my friend Chandra. She has a podcast. If she's listening, this is a shout out to her. Please check her out. She actually helped make the cover for my podcast. And that's what I'm talking about, obedience. The Lord brought her into my life. And we went to the Covered by God conference held here in Dallas by Tiffany Montgomery. I had heard about her before, but the Lord was like, at that time, I just, didn't really hear what she was saying. And the Lord was highlighting this woman to me again. And I followed her. And then the Lord opened two seats, one for me, one for my daughter, when that thing was sold out to go to her conference. It was sold out. But my friend Chandra's like, I have a seat. I have an extra ticket. Do you want to go with me? I said, okay. Not knowing what really I was going to. And the day of, I got an email and it was like, there's some seats available because there's cancellations. I was able to get a seat for my daughter, my 20-year-old. We both went. We met up with Chandra there. Oh, let me tell you that teaching. It's on YouTube also. Covered by God Conference. Oh, your idols will fall. That one was strong. And that came from obedience. From letting the Lord move me. And then, guys, he's still moving me. He's still moving me. Randy K Ministries. I follow them on YouTube. I know he has podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, but I follow them on YouTube. And I have shared my testimony on his platform. When I was first saved, the Lord pointed to Randy. I said, okay. I wrote in and I was on. And it was all God. Oh, he's just moving me. And he's just working. Recently I've been invited at the next Randy K Ministries recently held a prayer event where you could write in and people would pray for you and they put you in certain breakout rooms. It was a beautiful experience. And I joined in so people could pray for me. That's God. That's God working because of my obedience and trust. I ended up praying for somebody. And the Lord had prepared me before that moment happened because the Holy Spirit was already talking to me. I was praying over myself before I went into prayer. And the Holy Spirit told me, Melissa, leave this breakout room and go to another. And I was like, I can't because I signed up for this breakout room. I can't just leave because of my disobedience, doubting myself again. Randy came into the room I was in with a gentleman and he said, Melissa, I'm just, it's not word for word. It's just like, just talking. It's not verbatim. It's like, this young gentleman needs prayer. Can you pray for him? And I was not there as a prayer leader. I was just there in the audience. I said, okay, prayed. So if they hold it again, Randy has kindly invited me to be a prayer leader. And I will do it. I'll pray over it first. And then I'm a servant of God. So where he sends me, Father, I will do it. And before I even started praying for somebody, the leaders were praying for me. And a wonderful young woman said, Melissa, Holy Spirit said, just open your mouth. God will speak through you. The Holy Spirit will speak through you, but just open your mouth. And a few minutes later, maybe 20 minutes, half hour, I don't know how long went by, I was praying for somebody unexpectedly. It was beautiful. And it's just God, I'm shaking the way he works. I have no words. They like don't exist. I could keep repeating the same words with my limited vocabulary. Miraculous. Grand. Holy. Holiness. That's what God is. That's what Jesus is to me. My best friend. And watching his works moves me. And I wanted to share this message today. Because I know somebody out there is being disobedient. is not believing in themselves and what they're hearing by the Holy Spirit and has doubts and is fighting with their flesh, ask the Lord to help you. Open your Bibles. Ask the Holy Spirit to help lead you into obedience, to die to the flesh and live in the Spirit. It's in the Bible. And according to the treasure that I found, the NIV Life Hacks Bible, which I don't even think is in print anymore. I checked Amazon. I'm not saying you need to buy this Bible at all. You could just print some material online, look it up in the Blue Bible app, I believe, or the Gateway app, or online. And just, I think you could look up certain life lessons in there. So I'm going to read four scriptures, references, and books where we can learn about and chapters obedience that this Bible has on obedience, all right? Obedience. I have to say one more time. We have Genesis 6:22, Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 17 through 32. And the next book is Isaiah chapter 3, verse 8. And John, the whole chapter 14, John 14. So read these scriptures, take notes, pray before, pray for the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom. Pray the Holy Spirit lead you into the study of obedience. Pray the Holy Spirit give you revelation, give you a supernatural understanding that the Lord wants you to understand and take away from the study of obedience and see where he leads you. And feel free to share too. I'm mostly active on Instagram. I have Facebook. I'm not on there too much. I'm just really trying to be in the Word, guys. But Instagram would be the best way to contact me. And all my information is down below. So I leave you guys today with this teaching on obedience, with my experience of obedience and how important it is to the Lord. Please feel free just to leave a message on any video if you have more information on scriptures and obedience, or if you want to share. I love you all. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast today. As imperfect as it may be, it's perfect in the eyes of the Lord, and I hold it close to my heart. And anything that has to do with our Lord and Savior and is aligned with the Bible, I take it. Thank you, Jesus, for this teaching. I'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in. If you found it enjoyable, please like and subscribe. Remember to spread the good news. Keep faithful, obedient, and joyful. Till next time, God bless.